right, welcome to, what's the name of this show? I forgot. Wrong Side of 30. This is episode 4. Why don't everybody introduce yourselves?
What's up? I'm Keisha.
Hey, everybody. It is Billy.
And I am Brandon. Thank you so much for being with us. So, guys, episode 3 came out last week. A little bit of a recap. What'd you think?
I really like the Limp Bizkit story.
I'm pretty shocked by it. I actually went and looked at the cover again to see if there was any place that would have given me the hint that a chocolate starfish was about a butt. But no, no hints.
Yeah, you really just got to stare deeply into the butt to know.
So I take it you guys are happy with all the focus on weird sex stuff and butts?
I'm going to be honest with you. I am still very shocked and uncomfortable, and I have not explored any of the Reddit pages that you have pointed me to.
No!
And I have zero plans on... that's just not going to happen, buddy.
Not even the rival Tiny Dick subreddits?
You know, I feel that in this situation...
Understanding the rivalry is just like integral to understanding human behavior.
It's really uncomfortable. It's like I'm already going to hell, but then I imagine myself going to see St. Peter and then just like figuring out what circle of hell I want to land in. And it's like, I don't want to be where Brandon is. I want to be a few steps closer
a little bit
to heaven.
Higher.
So I take it you guys are happy with the direction of the show is what I'm gathering from this.
That's an absolute no. This is just a complete disaster and I regret every second of it. And the fact that I'm giving you the rights to my voice and image is terrifying to me.
Well, the best
in perpetuity.
Yeah,
the
in
best
perpetuity.
Is though he like so Brandon sends us a release to sign every week, right? And literally it's the same fucking release every week and I still read it over like am I sure I want to do this? Is this something
did,
I definitely
did he sneak any new language like, in?
Agree to butt stuff.
It's for your protection. That way you every week can just say no and opt out. Like it's not like a blanket like you know what happens when you sign for a big media company? You're excited at first, you sign away all your rights, and then you completely forget about it.
It's true.
And then you end up like out of the company eventually, broke, not making any money on all of the IP that you worked on.
But how do I know you didn't put a line of text in there in white text?
Because you have, what do you mean?
I know, but I printed it out. And what if
it's one page.
I can't read white text. What if you put, she will do all the butt stuff all the time, period, infinity,
will you do all
and
the
beyond.
Butt stuff?
No. But what if I signed the release and it had that in secret text that I can't read?
I just want to focus back on what Keisha said a minute ago. What? That's the first thing you thought of as far as like legalese that you'd be signing away? It was like...
my rights to butt stuff. Obviously, that's where my concern is.
I'm just worried about ownership of my anus.
of my chocolate starfish.
And then Brandon sells the company and there's a very husky man who's just mouth breathing towards you. Just being like...
Just really sweaty all the time.
I'm actually excited to talk about weird dudes in our topic today. We have a topic. We have a main topic, which I'm not very happy about.
Brandon, explain to me though, why. What is it about having a topic and keeping us organized... And making this a not pleasurable, that's not the word, a good experience
you
for,
still have
our,
butt stuff on the mind.
For our listeners to have some
I
sort
don't
of
like structure.
Structure.
No, I'm just like, just whatever. Just say whatever. Whatever you think is interesting at the given moment, let's pursue it. And I don't like, I don't like focusing on one thing.
Do you know what Billy and I like? Potentially, eventually making money off of this damn fucking podcast.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Look, if you guys want to make money, the easiest way to do that is merchandising. So I want to hear some catchphrases during the show. I want to hear stuff we can slap on a t-shirt or better yet, like a red baseball cap.
Here's a great catchphrase for the show. Brandon, shut the fuck up.
You can't know because kids aren't going to be able to buy that and wear it in school.
Yeah, but you're going to bleep it anyway.
All I'm saying, guys, is you need to work on your catchphrases. I'd recommend watching some 70s sitcoms. They were great with catchphrases. Pretty much the entire show was geared around catchphrases. Any 70s sitcom.
Does Limp Bizkit have rights to chocolate starfish?
How are you going to work that into a catchphrase?
That's my chocolate starfish.
That's a... Okay, I'm just going to walk out.
All right. So, Keish, why don't you, like, basically present what we're doing today?
Okay.
And, like, sell us on it.
Okay. Like on Shark Tank?
Sure.
No, I just put so much pressure on myself. Okay. So,
you know, those people have like an actual business plan and years of experience of pitching before Shark Tank. This is going to be so good. Please. You basically built the cross to crucify yourself on.
So, sharks. Thank you for joining me here today. So, wait, okay.
Can we bring a podcast to Shark Tank?
How would that work? What are we asking for?
Cuban will buy it. He'll buy anything.
Guys, I just want to make enough money so I can start making movies again. That's pretty much the goal.
So you're just using us to be able to make movies again?
Well, no. I want you guys to benefit as well.
Oh, we're going
to
be in the movies. Ooh, did you hear that?
Oh, I didn't say that.
He's starting a porn business.
But you'll have your own catchphrases and your own t-shirts.
Chocolate, starfish. All right. A la chocolate.
Let's hear the pitch. Guys, we're 12 minutes in and we haven't even gotten to the main topic.
We still got about 15 minutes of dicking around. This pitch is going to suck because I'm not ready. But here's my thing. I think that we three have very different, but some would say interesting perspectives on things in life. So my pitch was to take each of these episodes and to pick a thing, and we can talk about what we thought about it when it first came out, what we like about it, what we don't like about it, and we can make predictions as to what it's going to be. So today, we're going to start with Facebook.
But before we get to that, we had to move the recording for Billy. Like, why exactly couldn't we record on Wednesday? What happened to you?
So I'm going out for a morning jog. And I'm running through my neighborhood.
Without your mask.
Yeah,
your
I was maskless. I was running maskless through my neighborhood because if you've ever tried to exercise with a mask on, you may faint. And I was about 2.5 miles into my run and I was like, oh, I'll turn down this street. I never run down this street. Let's see what happens. And I've kind of hit that point where you're just kind of like staring really, really far away. And you've kind of hit that moment of exhaustion where you're just like, oh, I don't have to like pay attention. I'm not distracted. I'm not looking around. And I see a branch in front of me and I'm running towards the branch. And then I realize it's a fucking snake.
What?
And I'm about two or three strides away. And I just see these like diamond shaped patches on the snake that's tanning in the middle of the road. Can't see the tail. It's in this like really tall grass. And my father-in-law had just killed a rattlesnake in his yard 3 weeks prior. A baby rattlesnake was in his yard. So I just see these diamonds. I'm like, God fucking damn it. It's a rattlesnake and I'm 2 strides away. So I try to take a sharp cut to the left.
Oh, no.
And I just hear a pop. Ankle goes dead. I'm almost 49% sure it's a rat snake or something else. It was probably not a rattlesnake. And I was like, oh.
A rat snake, which is not threatening to humans at all. It actually is like
they're a benefit to have. They do bite you. They will bite you if you get close. And it's not pretty, but it won't kill you. And I probably could have just jumped over it and been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I blew out my ankle and I may have torn a tendon in my foot. So I have crutches. I've got a really protective boot now. I've been to the orthopedic surgeon. I may get an MRI this coming Monday. Things are really happening in my life.
Dude, it doesn't matter what you would have done. If you would have jumped, you still would have broken something. Because that's what happens once you get past like into your 30s. Like, I don't know if you guys seen that video when I was changing one of my lights, but I was on a stool, not even a ladder. And as I'm going down the stool, I lose my balance because it's not weighted very well. And I just kind of like shimmy back a few times and then fall on my butt. And the video is funny, but it just doesn't look that bad. Since that happened, I've gotten 3 cortisone shots in my foot, which is bad.
That's pretty bad. So
you're not like, do you remember that scene in Varsity Blues?
No.
When they like
I'm just
bust in
go
on
strong
the...
with a no. I don't remember that scene in Varsity Blues, except for I don't
Have
want
you
your
not
life.
Seen Varsity Blues?
Just the I don't want your life
it's
quote.
So good.
Go ahead.
Is that this? That's the same movie though with the girl in the whipped cream boobs, right?
Of course you would remember
your
that.
Point.
Of course, that's the first thing you go to is whipped cream boobs.
Why is that? You guys remember that? That's not the first thing you remember.
And she put some like Hershey kisses in her butthole, and that was the chocolate starfish. And we're back.
Full circle. I do have a thing. I have a thing on being injured because I was talking about this with Quincy. We were saying, and we were kind of making fun of you, Billy, because when we were in our like high school, like 18 years old or whatever, when you would get hurt, you'd like go to the hospital, be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, whatever, put a cast on. And then you come home and you were out doing shit with your friends again. Right? Now you like, no, you didn't do that?
No.
Like I never, whenever we would get injured, we would just go home and the mom would be like, you need a rest. And we're like, fuck that, fuck rest. And then we'd go out, go skateboarding and do whatever.
Yeah, I'd go do hood rat stuff with my friends while on crutches. What the fuck is the matter with you?
But you're in a shopping cart.
What is this, Jackass?
No, but like what I'm trying to say, what I'm saying though is now you went to the hospital, you're fine-ish, but you are like out of commission the entire night. Like you were useless the entire night.
There's a pandemic.
Yeah, but we couldn't have recorded though. You know what I mean? Like you needed a night to like figure out what was going on and like.
Oh yeah,
because
I haven't been sleeping because I have to elevate my foot at night. Yeah, that's fair. I'm a real lazy piece of shit.
But before that wouldn't even be a reason to not do anything with your friends. But I don't know. I don't know if we're your friends though. Maybe
yeah,
that's why.
That's the real issue, is that I just don't enjoy spending time with you. No, the whole week I've been paranoid because I go into the doctor's office and like, you know, I'm sitting there in pain and they're like, oh, we got to do this x-ray, put weight on your foot. And it's like, I came here because I can't put weight on my foot. Why are you fucking asking me to put weight on my foot, you sadist?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go through that whole song and dance. And then the doctor starts like rubbing the wrong foot. And I'm like, what are you doing? My left foot's fine. It's this foot. It's the foot with the shoe off, you moron. And then the doctor just immediately asks me, hey, do you have Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease?
What is that?
I was like, wait, let's just run that back a little bit. What did you just ask me? Do I have a disease? And I didn't write it about like, oh yeah, I'm filling out a new patient form. I forgot to mention this disease I have that's specific to the foot, even though you're a foot specialist. And also, did you just call something Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease? And he was like, it's Charcot-Marie-Tooth. It's a genetic disorder. I'd be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, you look like you have it. I was like, you looked at my foot. You looked at my foot for 30 seconds and you think I have this disease and that I like neglected to tell you that I had it, even though I went to a foot specialist to talk. And he was, I looked at photos of people with Charcot-Marie-Tooth and it's like that dick comparison website that Brandon was talking. It's like the most disgusting, like primitive Quasimodo feet you've ever seen. I feel so terrible for all of the people that have this disease. And I have high arches and I have slightly like curled toes, but it's like,
is that what those are
symptoms.
It?
It's essentially like a nervous system disorder that makes all of your like muscles and extremities like weak and misformed. And so like, I've got, you know, not the prettiest feet in the world. And I go to this and it's like, I'm looking at like a wax museum of melted feet photos on the internet. It's maybe the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And he's like, he just leads. This is the first thing he asked me. Hey, do you have Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome or disease? And I'm like, do I? I don't know.
And then he just walks out?
And then he's just like, no, you should ask your dad about it.
You're like, but you're the specialist.
Like, what the fuck? But I mean, I talked the other week about how like telemedicine sucks and it's a low quality. I mean, honestly, the rest of the appointment was incredibly helpful and I, you know, I'm much better now. But at the same time, come on, you're going to lead with, hey, do you have this disease where your feet are going to be like the Hunchback of Notre Dame mixed with the Elephant Man? It's just like,
dude. But this is just though for, was this done in person or was this done like telehealth?
No, this was in person. And it's just like, It's like, imagine like you're, what's one of those nursery rhymes or fairy tales where it's like you kiss the person and then you turn from like a pumpkin into a thing. It's like,
those are four different things.
I don't know. It was like being told you're the ugly duckling when you take off your shoe. I have no idea. It's like all of my fears and insecurities about any part of my body. And then all of a sudden he's like, you've got dum-dum foot.
Is there a picture? Okay. That looks like Slender Man's feet.
It's awful. That's what he thought.
And this is like the worst case scenario, though. Like, this is like the worst.
I don't know. I just found out about it at the doctor's office.
See, okay. So that second picture you sent, that looks like what the feet look like in, you know, when they like club, not club, when they wrap your foot.
Like you're for like a Chinese baby?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it like it condenses everything.
I was going to say it looks like the Elephant Man.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah. It like shortens it.
So anyways, Charcot-Marie Tooth Syndrome. Kids, look it up. You may have it. You may avoid a rattlesnake while running, break your foot, and then be accused of having some malformed foot that's not your fault, that's genetically passed along, and that no one in your family has.
For sure you know that? You've looked?
No, I don't fucking have it. I talked to like both parents and all of my grandparents. No one has this disease, and I've just been essentially called out for having ugly feet.
Your doctor's like, I don't want to be that guy, but you got nasty ass feet.
Yeah, I fucking broke my foot, basically.
He sees feet every day, man. That's rough.
He's like, I know feet, and that's disgusting.
Yeah,
imagine like the one like girl who walks in who's a Cinderella, and he takes off the glass slipper, and he's like, oh, baby, I love your fucking feet, and I stare at feet all day.
Okay, so what, an hour in, we're finally starting the theme of this podcast.
It's not been an hour.
For Facebook. So we can start before we get to, so the Keisha's five things will also be regarding Facebook, but I wanted to get you all's thoughts on when you first heard of Facebook, what you thought it was.
I remember very specifically when someone introduced me to Facebook. It was my friend Abby, who you may from that name think is a attractive young woman, which is what I thought when I got an email from Abby before my freshman year started, because they were in one of my engineering classes, and I was just like overly helpful. I was like really excited, you know, to like meet somebody new, like make a new friend. And it turned out that Abby was short for Abhishek, and he was just an Indian dude in one of my engineering classes. So Abhishek came into my dorm room one day and was like, hey man, you got to sign up for the site. It's called the Facebook. And I was like, what is it? He's just like, you just got to sign up for it. So he actually set it all up for me. And I gave him a picture, because at that time you had one picture. And I was like, well, what do I do now? And he was like, that's it. And that's all Facebook was. It was just you, a picture, your relationship status.
And your network.
And some text. Yeah, but it's a network. That's the thing. But there was like nothing to do on it. So it was very anticlimactic. This was in 2004 when Facebook was only available to universities. And so my first impression was just underwhelming from my good buddy Abhishek.
Do you have your first Facebook picture? Your first profile photo?
I don't think so. I don't think it's in my history.
I think it is. Like, it saves everything you've ever had.
Yeah, but Facebook was Facebook's been completely rewritten.
That was back when it was the Facebook, right?
That point. Yeah, that's back when it was the Facebook. To give you an idea, you didn't have comments. You had a text document on your page, and anybody could edit it. So somebody could just come in and delete everything or edit someone else's comment. Like, Facebook was extremely, like, they make Facebook look so much more sophisticated, the early Facebook in the social network, than it actually was.
Brandon, I think if you check, you can find it. My first Facebook photo is from 2006.
Oh, look at that. You look good.
Right?
What were you trying to communicate there?
I have no fucking idea, but this is when I used to dye my hair black, and tube tops were like, I had no time for sleeves.
You can't be bothered. That's like me now.
But I think it would be cool if we could post our first Facebook photos, our first profile photos.
Nah, I was probably fat in mine.
Well, we can't even show your picture because we can't show who you are.
My last profile picture was from 2006, so 2 years after I joined Facebook.
Okay.
And I kind of look not too bad. Like, I'm very critical of guys on Facebook now that look like they kidnap women and like lock them in their trunk. And I'll see, and these are all single straight guys, and they're always complaining about how they can't get girls and their photos of them not smiling, looking.
Can't kidnap women and put them in their trunk? Come on. Get your head out of your ass.
I don't know. I think it's always the sexually frustrated straight men.
Describe the profile photo of these type of men.
It's like always not even straight face, like frown, like canted angle, close up of the face, like looking like a complete mess. And like, oh, I don't care what you think, but it really comes out rapist, like murderer. And it's just like, and like, you know, a lot of them, like you're Facebook friends with so many people you're not cool with. And I have a big problem of giving people my advice when they have no interest in it. But I just want to message and be like, dude, you look like a serial killer. That's why you can't get girls, man.
It's always like super, like a weird angled selfie, right? Like no one, they don't have anyone around that has ever taken a photo of them. All their photos. Brandon, is that a yellow card shirt?
That is a yellow card shirt. Dude. A yellow card shirt, UTI. I wasn't smiling, but it was still a posed photo.
Man, it's weird you without facial hair. You look like a child. I have you next to your live camera now, and it's like two different people. The guy, your Facebook picture looks like your dad, and you're the college kid that hasn't left the house yet.
I am the disappointment. Oh, man. I once made my Facebook profile me and my girlfriend. I hate when people do that. You don't know who you're messaging. That's like the worst fucking thing in the world.
But you can't
your profile picture needs to be you, not you and your significant other.
You can't tell by the name.
It's fucking annoying, and stop doing it.
You can't tell
by the
name.
No, cuz you don't look at the name. You just look at someone's photo. And so like you're messaging one and you know, you think you're messaging the other.
I have my photo of my significant other together on.
Oh, it's you and Preston? Queers?
See, yes.
I hate that shit.
But the thing is, what I'm asking is, like, you know the people who have purposely got rid of their own Facebook pages and have a joint Facebook page?
That's stupid.
It's like John and Kate.
No.
Website. And it's like they react to things as a unit. Like, they're not allowed to have their own shit.
What does it look like when they divorce?
They just, like, white out somebody next to them on the photo. It's like a really, really childish-looking scribble out. You know, that actually reminds me, my grandmother has this self-portrait, but it was originally a portrait of her and her first husband who was dead, and she had someone go in and paint him out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's
And it's
terrible.
Hanging in my parents' house, and my dad always goes and laughs, and he's just like, that's my father, but you can't see him because the painter, you know, etched him out.
Good Lord.
Did they paint something else in that place?
No,
or
it just
him?
Like empty space.
There isn't like a tree or a building or something.
And you can kind of still see like his like ghostly visage just like barely behind the black.
So now it just looks like he's haunting her.
Oh, I got to find a photo and send it to you. It's so despicable.
Oh, crap. This was about how we first were exposed to Facebook. Keisha, you're supposed to keep us on structure.
I know. I'm supposed.
That's your role.
Really, fucking distracted. I mean, I'm really
Facebook
bad at this.
Facebook sucks, you
I'm
guys.
So bad.
Look, I will take this and run with it.
I know. And I'm sorry. Okay. Bet next time.
All right. How were you introduced to Facebook?
So here's the thing. After high school, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I went to culinary school in Austin. And I was all pumped because Brandon and all my other friends were like, yeah, there's this cool new social thing and only cool kids can get on it. Adults can't get on it. And you have to go to a college and you have to use that email. And so when I went to culinary school, got my official email, I was all pumped, logged on. And they were like, we have no evidence of your school in our database.
Not only can you not join Facebook, but your culinary school is not accredited and you are being lied to.
The funny thing is this was like Trump University 1.0. They shut down your school,
they
right?
Did.
Like they discredited it.
I mean, I still learned
shit. Oh, I was just kidding when I said that. That's actually true?
No,
actually
it's true. Because they told all of these kids that the tuition was like pretty high, and they told them they were all going to be making all of this money when they graduated.
No,
and then you graduate and you realize, oh, I'm just a cook in a restaurant,
no money,
and it's super stressful and the hours are shitty and it's hot and you don't get paid that much.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, so I had to wait like another 2 years before my school became accredited enough for Facebook, and then I signed up, and that's how I started.
And then by then you were like really pent up and you were just like, I have to post so much to Facebook. I've got to catch up on 3 years of missing action. And you changed your relationship status like 16 times and started poking 15 people.
Yeah, because I want people to be aware of what's happened since I've been able to get on Facebook. So I gave them a catch up of all my relationships.
It was like a Miss Shatterly, like, I can't make that reference. I don't know enough about softcore porn.
Who watches softcore
Lady
porn?
Shatterly?
Okay, hold on. What is softcore? What's softcore versus hardcore? What's
penetration.
Insertion.
Yeah.
Penetration.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Then there's like Japanese porn where they actually blur out the penetration.
Does that mean that everything on Pornhub then is hardcore porn?
Yes. So softcore porn is what you would see
Cinemax.
On
Cinemax.
Yeah, and also HBO Late Night, like Taxi Cab Confessions. More real sex.
Right, with Brian Gumbel. No, that's Real Sports. Sorry.
Yeah. Real sex is like the porn you could get access to when you went to your grandma's house and no one was around.
And they had the black
box. She had all the channels and no idea.
Oh my God. I remember watching porn at that age.
So anyways, back to Facebook.
Yeah, you're such a... keep us on
I'm
track.
Sorry. You are just okay, Billy, your turn. How did you find out?
That's what you're not getting paid for.
That should be the catchphrase. That's what you're not getting paid for.
I think the catchphrase was, I remember being that age watching softcore porn.
Jesus.
So to give everybody an idea, Facebook starts, it's Harvard only, then expands to more and more universities. And then September 2005, Facebook launches a high school version of the website. And I remember this. I remember seeing people that from my high school that are still in school and that are joining. And it was like a really annoying excitement that they had. And it really did feel like, hey, we had something cool that was just taken away from us and made less cool. And I remember that at no point did I ever think, oh, they're eventually going to expand it to my grandma. But I mean, I guess that was obviously the, you know, just one of the launch points. Like, do you remember seeing like what it was like when Facebook got flooded
high
with
schoolers? That was that year that went way up, right?
Jesus. I don't know. 2005.
Is that wrong? Am I off base? I mean, we should look it up. It would make sense.
What's weird is at the same time they launched to high school kids, they took off the one photo limit that I was all about. I love the one photo thing.
Did they open it? So like, was it now?
They opened it up and you could do as many photos as you want. So all of a sudden, Facebook also became an online photo album.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I don't care about this embarrassing photo of me. No one's going to see it. And fast forward another 6 months later, after they allowed high school kids, and all of a sudden they expand it to include corporate employees.
Jesus.
This is the year when all the high school kids were added. All the older people who were like a freshman in college and were still dating a high school girl, and then the high school girl got Facebook and then realized that their boyfriend or girlfriend was cheating
all
on them
the
entire
receipts.
Time.
Okay, so this is actually good. I think this is a good transition to the top five.
Oh, you have a story structure note on the podcast?
I have Keisha's five things, right? Because now we have theme music. If there's theme music, that means it's official, so I have to follow it.
Sure. Just real quick on the timeline, and then September 2006, they opened it to everybody. So within a year.
September 2006, okay.
Everything went to shit. All right, hit the music.
All right, you boys and girls, it's time for Five Things with Keisha, with your host, Keisha.
Five things with my girl.
$5 foot long.
So as we discussed in the previous episode, I'm going to go from 5 to 1. There's no butt stuff on
do
this.
Do 1 to 5.
No. No.
1 to 5 is way better. No.
Five to 1
I'm
countdown.
Out, I'm not. 1 to 5 is like.
Yeah, but that assumes they have to keep getting better. Are they going to keep getting better?
That's not the standard that I set for these people as far as expectations. I'm just ranking based on the things I came up with in this order.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. 5. Brandon, I think you're very passionate about this, is memorial pages.
It's weird. It's creepy. Facebook, a private company, shouldn't own your entire fucking gravestone, death gravestone, digital
gravestone.
What
is the solution when you pass away and what to do with your Facebook page.
Just put the address of your cemetery of choice and then, you know, help support your local flower business by having people buy flowers and take them to your grave.
So the other weird thing, though, is like you have to assign somebody to take care of your page when you're gone. Like someone, only that person really? Can have access to
like
your
page. Like a crypt keeper.
All right, now you've completely changed my opinion on memorial pages. I love it. I just think you shouldn't be able to pick that person. It should be assigned at random.
It's like some sort of demarchy, just like lotocracy of, yeah, you are now the pallbearer of this person's Facebook page.
Or it's like the last person you had an interaction with on Facebook is the person who manages your page.
Can you put it in your last will and testament? Like someone you hate? You have to carry the torch of my Facebook page.
But it is weird because I have seen people who don't assign, and so there's just this page, and it's kind of eerie because there's a page of like the last post that they have and there's no follow-up, but that's because they didn't assign somebody. But I think what's important is like, one, assigning a person so that they can manage and hide all the bad photos of you, which I've assigned my sister so that she can hide.
You've actually
things.
Taken that action, like in case of my death,
yeah.
Someone needs...
Yeah.
You weren't paranoid that as soon as you did that, you were going to die?
No.
Seems like something a suicidal person would do.
Mm-hmm.
No, man. I'm just prepared because I don't want people seeing shit on my Facebook that I don't want.
Why?
People...
What?
I don't know. It's been up since 2016 or 2006.
You mean some of your like some of your booby pics from when you were like trying to make your ex-boyfriend jealous?
Hey, this is culinary Keisha putting a cleave shot.
Those are my favorite photos. You're so casual. You don't even realize that your boobs are practically hanging out. You had no idea. It's, really?
Oh, these things? These old things? Don't worry about.
Oh, these old milk bags? What, is that not a appropriate term?
It's not a, no, it's not a, not a common
milk
term
bags
anymore.
Is gone?
Is it? I thought you were going to say money bags. Money bags, yes. Call them that.
I don't think you have to assign someone. I think if you just petition and say, this is my family member, they give you access. Because like there was a lady recently who died of COVID and her family like got access to her account and then posted. Or no. Her family didn't have access to her account, but they posted her GoFundMe. But then everyone went to her page and saw how she didn't believe COVID was real and she was going to go aside regardless. And then people were like, why would we give money to this person who obviously did not believe in the disease? So then they went and they scrubbed it and deleted everything.
Oh, shit. Huh. So now are you going to assign somebody?
Sorry, did I make it too real? I'm going to assign someone random. Like, they're not going to know until they're alerted. Like, I'm just going to go through my friends list, someone I haven't talked to in years, and give them that responsibility.
I'm going to assign my mom, and it's just going to become a bunch of, like, religious chain mails, and people will stop visiting the page, and then that'll just be it.
Are we allowed to talk about
your mom? She likes religious chain mails. Give her a break.
No, she likes the ones that always end with, like, if you have real courage, you'll
post
it.
Well, yeah, because she has real courage. Duh.
Wait. Billy, do you watch the show What We Do in the Shadows?
No, I've seen the movie.
Oh, so good.
There's a TV show?
It's okay. So good.
Yes.
Have you not seen it? You got to go watch it tonight. It's so good.
I mean, I love the movie. It.
No.
You would love the TV show.
It's very
Is it Taika Waititi or whatever his name is?
He's an executive producer. It's hard to know exactly how much he actually works on the show because, spoiler alert, executive producers usually don't do shit.
Hey. We give money. So, yes. No, executive producers do shit and we just...
Well, they're usually tied to the money.
Yes. We are like the business manager and the finance people for
So
it,
is she getting paid for the podcast? Because I'm not getting paid for the podcast.
She's not getting paid.
Are you?
None of us are getting paid for the podcast.
Are you an executive producer?
I'm definitely not getting paid for the podcast. I mean,
but
like,
he's the executive producer and creator. He should.
You guys saw the receipts of all the extra equipment we had to buy after buying all the initial equipment because now we're remote, right?
That's true.
I specifically did not do the. This is not a gift. I'm like, I am not checking the gift option. They are going to get the receipt with the package. With all their equipment.
You know, I saw that. I was like, wow, no shame. You really want us to see this. It's interesting.
I'm just trying to say, you know, like, I'm not trying to take advantage of anybody. No one's making money. So where are the fucking catchphrases?
Where are the taglines?
Yeah, taglines. Let me think of one. Shaboinga. Go ahead.
All right, so back to What We Do in the Shadows. It is actually one of the greatest shows that I have seen. So for those of you guys that are familiar...
A mom in What We Do in the Shadows posts religious chain letters on Facebook. Is that... Give me the tie-in here.
No, they just... The tie-in is that they just discovered email and...
Well, explain the context first.
Go ahead.
So it makes sense.
So it's the same context of the show or the movie where it's like...
To people who have not seen
Brandon, just go back into what you were going to go
Brandon,
into.
Brandon, you explain it.
No. Like, so... Keisha, explain
tell
the
me
concept
about the
of
show.
The movie.
Someone, you, please. You, okay. Someone, you have please, a better... just tell me about the show. I've seen the movie. Tell me what the show is.
I know you've seen the movie, but people who have not listened to this podcast very well probably have not seen the movie, so you have to explain
blood.
The
He's got
context.
Blood pressure.
It's called
blood
exposition,
medicine.
So people can follow what
He's got
you're
serious
talking
blood
about,
pressure problems.
Or else they're going to be completely clueless as you go on and keep talking about something that they have no idea what the general premise is.
Someone really needs to set his mortuary page on Facebook because I'm pretty sure Brandon's going to have a heart attack
we
in the next
him.
2 weeks.
We lost him.
So can somebody explain the
so,
context of the
quick
movie,
premise,
What We Do in the Shadows?
What We Do in the Shadows is about a documentary crew that is following three vampires that live in New Zealand living in modern times. So they're following them around, doing their day-to-day stuff, going in public, doing interviews.
As a mockumentary. Exactly. Kind of like The Office,
yes,
Parks and Rec.
Exactly. Now, the show follows the exact same thing, but it's this different set of vampires and their familiars, which is the human servants of these vampires. And then you start going into the stories of all of these people, and then you discover different things, and they're still getting acclimated to present-day technology, like email. And so one of the recent episodes is that they recently checked their they figured out they had email and they started checking it, and the first thing they read was one of these chain letters that said, if you don't do this, Bloody Mary sees you. This is not a joke.
You need to forward this email to 10 to people 10 or Bloody Mary is going to find you and murder you. But if you forward to 10 people, a treasure will be yours.
Do they know Bloody Mary? Is that like a bit too? Because these people are eternal.
Yeah, the funny thing about the show is their lives are as boring as all of us, right? Like they live in Staten Island. They do nothing cool. They have the same problems as us. So that's kind of like, it's funny because they're vampires. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And so, but within their world exists zombies, ghosts. So the idea of Bloody Mary finding them and murdering them is within the realm of possibility.
Okay, I'm sold. So anyways, it's they get a chain layer. Yeah, I got it. And we're back.
This is just going to become the What We Do in the Shadows podcast because it is such a good show. It's way better than Facebook.
How many seasons are there?
Two. It's on Hulu.
Oh.
It's
no,
so good.
No. That's one of the first.
Wait, you don't do Hulu?
Why?
Hulu's great. Hulu's better than Netflix.
We do.
I love Hulu. Hulu's great.
Why don't you have Hulu? What? How do you?
Well, I'm not an executive producer. I'm not made of money. I can't just subscribe to any video streaming service out there, Keisha.
It's like $5 a month.
Exactly.
Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus. I have cable.
You have cable and you have all those.
Bruh, this is. This
Did you just say bruh? Let's walk that back.
Bruh. I got cable.
That's my new Keisha voice. Bruh.
That's a tagline. It's a slogan.
So I'm desperately trying not to lose my house because I love it. And so Disney Plus was, I think, the first thing we canceled. Because, like, after you get past The Mandalorian and, like, the kind of, you know, nostalgia with watching the first 10 minutes of, you know, any of the old Disney animated movies, it's just kind of like...
It's just a constant reminder that you don't have kids.
Wait, you mean you didn't watch a Goofy movie 3 or 4 times a week?
It's a Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Well, you got to do it with the Pauly Shore accent.
It's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Of Cheesa.
This is a great movie, but it's a little bit uncomfortable, I think, for everyone else to hear Keisha talk about it. You had a weird, you had like a sexual crush on Goofy's son.
Max?
Yes. She had the hots for Max, the dog son of Goofy.
Max was so cute. And then when he dressed up like Powerline and tried to impress Roxanne.
How do you remember his name was Powerline?
I wanted a man to dress up
as a
like
cow?
Powerline.
As a cow in a jumpsuit?
A school assembly and lip sync to Eye to Eye and do the dance
with
for
his
me.
Dad.
Yeah, oh, I know a guy who will do that. He's got shark foot Marie tooth syndrome, but he'll do that.
But yeah, man, it was like Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid and then Max from a Goofy movie. Those were my two like sexual awakenings as a child.
That rocked your. I don't know how women masturbate. I was trying to come up with a metaphor, but I have no idea. Is it like playing bass?
Like, no.
Slapping
like,
it, man.
You know, like you pluck. You're plucking with fingers or, yeah,
it's
slapping
like a,
the bass.
It's like a guitar. It's like this. I don't know what this hand's
doing.
That's
what all five
really
of those
inappropriate.
Doing.
What she's doing is very disgusting.
But if you want to see it and you're willing to
we
pay for
do
it,
have the rights
we'll
to
show
her
it
chocolate
to you.
Starfish, according to the latest release. So anyways, Facebook.
Oh my God, this is the fucking worst.
This is okay, why topics don't work. Topics do not work.
We're trying to be organized. Number four.
Then you have to be the enforcer.
Yeah, but then you got me
you
thinking.
You
got
to shove it in. Like when we, Billy and I are like being like free and just exposing all these other random stories. You got to bring us in.
I know.
Were we going to do five things with Keisha? When did that?
Well, we're all over the place on this list because we already talked about the one photo rule. You know what? If I'm being honest, I don't feel like Billy is contributing to this section of the podcast. I think I need more from him.
I'm not doing
so
what?
High energy.
Look, I'm just saying since we're already off a little bit, can I tell you about the first time I saw a vagina?
No!
What was that laugh? What was this? Let's just put that laugh on loop for an hour, and that'll be the podcast.
I tweeted like about, like, how do you make an evil laugh? Yeah, how do you make an evil laugh? And then Paul's like, you already
have it. Sinister.
That
was horrifying.
All right, what do you guys want to talk about now? Let's talk about...
Oh, God.
Butt stuff?
This is the
Reddit.
Fucking worst.
Subreddits?
No, so, Billy, update on what we taught you last week.
No, you've got to do your five fucking things. Finish your goddamn five
things
list.
No, we've given it up. We've given it
no,
up.
No, don't give up. You can't give up.
Fine.
Stop fucking
okay, fine.
Sucking, Keisha. That's conflict, motherfucker.
Guys. We need to focus and get back to the five things on Facebook.
Are we still doing
yes!
that?
Yes!
We gave up
okay.
on that like
so
forever
we
ago.
Took a really long time.
Were we
the,
serious?
The first thing
about
was don't die
episode?
Was what I heard on the first. Don't die. Great like, advice.
Memorial
five
pages.
Things. Don't die.
A sign.
Maybe if you would have gone 1 to 5 instead of 5 to 1, things
okay,
would
go
have
ahead,
gotten
Keisha,
you
please.
Number four. Number four is notes. Did you guys write notes.
The fuck is
yes.
notes?
Yes, and I enjoyed
I don't know
notes.
What you're talking about?
No, they're like, did you ever have a Zanga
no,
or a Live Journal same concept?
Nerd.
I had you.
That's not nerdy.
That's not,
did
that's
you have
cool.
a Zanga? Is not nerdy.
I had a Zanga because Zanga was cool.
I had a Live
Keisha
Journal,
had a Live Journal,
and a Dead Journal
like a,
for when I was feeling sad.
That's lame.
What the fuck?
Oh my God! Let me tell you. So my first roommate in college was very emotional. He had a Live Journal, and like, so I started dating one of his friends, and I cleared it with him first, and he said he was cool with it. This girl he went to high school with, and he said he was cool with it. And then like one day it was kind of awkward. He like walked in on us, and we weren't doing anything. We were just like in my bed, and then he like turned around, left, and then the next day I found a post in his Live Journal. Talking shit about us.
Did he say Brandon?
Yeah. Well, no, just my roommate was doing stuff with one of my close friends. Just talking shit. And then I tried to confront him about it because I was trying to be an adult and just work it out. And he's like, you read that? Those are my private thoughts. Like, it's on the goddamn internet, man. Like, nothing you
You're
say
like,
on the internet
I subscribe
private.
To your Live Journal, asshole.
So what websites did you have, Billy, growing up?
No. You'd never.
No,
so you're telling
I don't
me
know.
Never
no, I've
notes.
Never even heard of notes. I've never. If it's a tab, if it's a button, I've never clicked
no,
it.
No, man. It's a function. It was like a section of Facebook where you wrote. It was like open text. You can just write whatever the fuck you want.
Is it still there? Can I go back and see
no.
if I had one?
Oh, yes. Yes. So funny thing, though, is notes is what I used to have a very small and short career as a sports writer. Was I started Ooh. Ranting about all these sports things. And this kid from my college was like, I have a project to build a website. Let me build you a sports blog. And so he copy and pasted all of my notes into a sports blog. And then I got picked up to write and cover for the New England Patriots for like 5 years.
So you work for the Patriots?
Kind of, indirectly.
Did you ever meet Tom?
I did.
Did you call him Tom? Are you serious?
Yeah, like very briefly.
Is he amazing? He's very handsome. Is he beautiful?
He's really skinny, but he's like super handsome. And he has like a really good, like, you know, like the butt chin.
Butt chin?
The butt chin, man.
Familiar with the butt chin.
You got to have that. But yeah, that so notes were a big thing for me. And that's also where like I wrote about my feelings.
Because like, you know, you had so many feelings in your 20s. In your 30s, like all your emotions are dead.
Wait, Brandon, did I tell you about the one time my mom found my old live journal from high school?
No. Oh my God, no.
She found them. She was like,
dude, didn't you have a story in there about how you wanted to have sex in a glass elevator with your ass just like against the clear window? Just getting pounded back and forth in a glass
elevator? She couldn't bring herself to bring up that piece, but she was she's like, why do you have to curse? She's like, you know so many words. You don't have to swear.
If it makes you feel better, I still get that from my mom. Like, I'll say something online, and she'll be like, you'll never be a senator now. I just went over to my notes to look at it. For the last 5 minutes, I've been searching for the sex elevator story in your live journal and, like, the Wayback Machine, and I was going to read it.
Where did that come from? Why did I write that? Why did I feel like that needed to be put on paper?
Just so you guys understand, like, you know when you go to the mall, you go in an elevator and like the back wall of the elevator is a glass, just a piece of glass, so everyone can see you. That's what's the
unfortunately, even now, I'm thinking about that and that sounds horrible at 32. Like that does not sound good at all.
A 32-year-old butt smashed like, against
the... 16-year-old Keisha was very confident in her body. Right now, I'm like, no, I'm good. Maybe...
Oh, you were 18. No. So everybody understands. She was 18 at the time.
Was I?
Let's not make it weird. Probably. I don't know. But for the purposes of this podcast, you were 18. Oh, my God. So, like... I don't know if you've ever had this, you know, try to role play with a significant other. My wife and I do not have good role-playing chemistry. I love her to death, but we don't. And I'll be like, oh, like you're like, you know, a student in my class, but she'll make herself too young. I'll be like, no, that's
not. So it's
not.
Like when they added high schoolers to Facebook.
I'm only 15. I'm like, no. Go higher. Gotta be older.
You have to give her more context. Like, you're a student in my class, but this is the third time you've had to take my class.
Maybe she's trying to roll the story, and she's like, I'm only 15, and I'm the officer who takes you to prison, and all of a sudden it's a soap shower scene in prison role play, and she's pegging you.
It's like double role. There's different levels. There's
no, she's not pegging you in that. Okay, sorry. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, my gosh. So... One, I just realized I need to delete a lot of these old notes because I talk about my feelings way too much. The other thing, though, I just saw, watch me on TV tonight, catch my 5-minute review of Virtual Fighter 5 on Video Game Hour Live, which is actually how I met Billy. And you know what's crazy is we were doing Let's Plays before Let's Plays were a thing.
What's?
I don't know what Let's Plays is.
That's just playing live, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's Plays are a huge genre on YouTube. It's just basically people playing through an entire video game, not doing a review and doing funny commentary. We were doing that with no one watching on public access back in...
People were watching. I got recognized every now and then. But man, people hated my reviews because I wasn't a gamer and I always sucked at the games. Woof. Okay. Notes. Notes. Don't die and don't write notes. What's next?
Okay. Well, Brandon already covered number 3, which was the one photo rule.
Was it butt stuff?
No, it was the one photo rule.
I'm not familiar with it. So the only photo you could have is with your one photo? That's not a tip. What's the fucking tip?
You only had one. It's not a tip. It's just 5 general things. It's not Billy's 5 things. It's Keisha's 5 things. So I can put whatever the fuck I want in the 5 things
list. So it's just inane commentary like you noticed one?
It's just, I could say 5 words and that still falls within Keisha's 5 things.
Is that what it says in your release?
I don't know.
Five things about Facebook. Coding.
Words.
Okay. Photos. Great. Great job. Next. Photos. Jesus, this segment sucks.
Okay. Okay. God, it's the whole fucking episode. So number two was wall to walls. So this was, I remember using this function when I had, when I was dating someone and I didn't know if they were flirting with other people. And so you could actually check the wall to wall and see who they were talking to among everyone that they were friends with. So if there was some bitch that you were like,
first,
what were you?
Sanctioned Facebook stalking.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what
so
this
you could
is.
Say
it's
like,
sanctioned
you
Facebook
see
stalking.
Who, what they, like if they commented on a picture and then you can click on what that picture was. You can see if they poke somebody.
I mean, that's been the point of Facebook since it was created
is. When you were dating somebody, you didn't look at who they were interacting with and what that interaction was?
No. But when I was single, it's like you let somebody know you're interested by liking their photos at like 2 a.m.
Thinking about you.
This is how a gentleman does it in whatever year this
so
is.
You're like,
creepy.
Take it or leave it. I liked it.
That's so gross. Is that before or after you open up like Pornhub? I'm going to creep on Facebook. And okay, well, now that I'm all revved up here. Slap
so
that
first
base.
Level of like Facebook of Facebook flirting was like liking their stuff, right? Then the second level, which is my number one thing on my list. Do you have a drum roll? Someone do a drum roll. Number one is
pegging.
Poking people. No.
Oh, poking.
Poking was awkward. I don't know what the point of poking was.
Poking meant you were really interested.
No, no one really communicated.
I got a good amount of pokes on Facebook.
How many of your pokes led to relationships?
What kind of relationships?
Poking relationships.
Hooked up.
None.
Yeah, it was like a big tease.
It was good for. It was good for my self-esteem, though. I was like, ooh.
What's the subject?
Well, we finished it. I hope you all are happy because we got through the five things. I don't know if that went well, if I'm being honest.
Let me do my five things on Facebook. I'm going to do a counter five things.
There's not.
Can you go from one to five?
No, let's go 5 to 1.
Thank you.
No. Okay. 1 to 5. The worst things about Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Number one, the worst thing about Facebook. Political and religious opinionated posts.
That is all I post.
You are the reason everything is awful. We get enough of it elsewhere. We don't care what people who live in a world of implicit bias and bubble communication think.
I'm just trying to change the world with one shared story at a time.
I like the pictures of Jesus. Those are my favorite.
Great. Number two, misappropriated photos. Someone posts somebody else's photo. It gets stolen. Maybe your baby pic gets used in an anti-abortion ad without your permission.
Oh, shit.
That happened to a friend of mine.
No.
Yeah. Facebook sucks.
Would you feel honored if one of your photos was used by someone catfishing someone else?
I would. And that hasn't happened.
Maybe it has. You don't know.
Ooh, I hope.
Number three.
Hey, Billy.
Shut the fuck up, Brandon. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm doing my goddamn thing the way you wanted it. 1 to 5. Let me fucking talk. Number three.
Are you actually doing it 1
yes.
to 5? I wasn't
yes.
paying attention.
Jesus okay. Christ.
I wasn't paying attention okay. either.
So number one, yeah. politics. Number two, misappropriated photo theft. Number three, the AT&T commercial from the year 2011, which said, do you know how to post videos to Facebook? Which designated as the moment in which all people over 60 found out about Facebook and slowly took it over to become the mortuary of the internet, basically an old folks home of people dying, posting religious chain letters. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Number four, local business websites on Facebook.
What? Some they don't
oh,
have a choice.
Oh, local business websites are great on Facebook,
them.
Facebook pages.
That's where they got
they don't know
codes.
How to change their own websites.
They got codes on there for discounts. That's
it's
where I
basically
go.
A disorganized bulletin board of fan pics.
Yeah. It's great.
Look, man, these businesses spend so much money on custom design websites that they don't know ever how to update.
It's true.
Without Facebook, you wouldn't find out when they were closed, what their hours were. Mm-hmm. Don't hate. Like the Facebook, the business Facebook
get a real business, get a website. Stop using like some dorm room business Facebook page as the primary way to attract new customers. And finally, number five, the give up.
Okay, so what's the give up?
Thank you. The give up is when you realize that you've wasted 10 years of your life posting into some fucking vacuum of photos and things that are probably enough to ruin any future career you ever have. But at the same time, you're far too lazy to go back and delete everything. There's not an easy app like on Twitter where you can just erase every tweet that you ever had. You have to go back and manually delete everything if you want to maintain a Facebook identity. And I don't want to go back and find the angry things that I wrote in 2010 and 2011 when the Rangers lost the World Series. I don't want to spend the time, but I can never go back on and see the shameful drunk things that I've put on Facebook throughout my lifetime. And that is my 1 through 5.
I liked it.
It's all right. It's fine.
It was good. I'm glad you're always going to be so angry.
Just at Facebook. And I do appreciate you saying, what's the give up? And if we could just get a clean of you saying, what's the give up, instead of kind of half off the microphone.
Wait. So Billy, what is the give up?
Thank you for asking. Thank you. Thank you very much for asking. I really appreciate your interest in my five things that I say with a lot of excitement and energy, and it doesn't get caught up in a rabbit hole of Hulu and what we do in the shadows and butt stuff and the first vagina story.
I do feel like I can name Billy's five things, and Keisha, I have no idea what any of your five are.
Because you didn't take fucking notes, and you kept interrupting me. It's rude.
You're supposed to be the taskmaster. Master. You're supposed to be the what do you call it? The
why?
The cuber.
Why can't I be the cool person that just like does whatever feels cool at the moment?
Because my brain's broken. I can't focus.
It's like
structure.
A no fun, you know what? Zone.
I can't have Adderall because
I'm
going
to give you a number
pressure.
6 for free. Charity posts. Stop trying to raise money on Facebook and just prove to everybody that you're better than me. Fuck you.
Facebook. Am I a bad person for not donating my birthday to a cause?
Yes.
Sorry.
Did you just snort?
Wait, Brandon. I did. How long have we known each other if I'm turning 33? 15 years? 16 years?
We have known each other since the year 2003.
Oh.
So 17 years.
What the fuck? You're really good at math.
How was that really good at math? You subtracted 3 from 20.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm so bad at math. It's not even good. It's like, I'm embarrassed.
You're so good at math, Brandon. I love you. 20 minus 3 is 17. You're a fucking genius.
You went to an unaccredited culinary college.
Hey, discredited culinary college, sir.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I still got credit. They just don't got credit now.
I mean, bad at grammar, too. They just don't got grammar.
All right, guys. That was an episode. I don't know how I'm going to cut an hour out of that.
It told you not to do an hour. Do like 30 to 45 minutes.
Well, he'll have to cut it down.
Yeah, that's true. Yo, this was hard. Listen, the topic is hard. I think we got to have a good topic next
No,
time.
That was a really bad idea. We should never do topics. We should just do multiple segments instead of one topic. This isn't Radio Lab.
I don't mind if we try to have a topic,
to fight
but
for the podcast.
You know, whatever happens,
fuck
happens.
Both of you. We're not doing a topic. Whatever fuck happens, you, Brandon. You told us that the topic was a bad idea, you fucking liar. Pay me.
Hey, if you have things that you think should be cut, let me know beforehand because it'll help.
And if you have $1 million and want to donate it to a podcast in need, dial 1-800 Brandon Sucks Dick 6969.
That's dicks. Look, man, with an X.
The show's just getting longer, which just means more to cut. We're almost at 2 hours. So.
Bye, everybody.
Right. Sorry, guys.
By the way, buy our t-shirts. They don't exist. Bye.
Make them and then sell it for us and then send us the money.